back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning on KODY. Pleased to go to the phone lines now as we have Sean Jacobs joining us, a warning coordinator meteorologist with the National Weather Service of North Platte. Sean, it's always good to talk to you, my friend, and thank you for taking some time for us this morning.
Hey, thank you. Love being on the show.
Now, Sean, I know it was a busy night for you last night. Of course, we had a lot of severe weather throughout the area. It sounds like primarily in Lincoln County, it was Brady and Maxwell that was impacted.
Yeah, so we saw a couple of severe thunderstorms develop over southeastern portions of Lincoln County, and they moved pretty much due north, northeast across the county and up into Custer County. We saw significant hail, in some cases the size of tennis ball, in far northeastern Lincoln County.
Wow. That's some major hail that definitely caused a lot of damage if folks weren't careful with that.
Yes, definitely. And actually, that hail carried into Custer County as well, where we had some reports of one of the supercells producing a couple weak tornadoes in the Arnold area.
I was going to mention some tornadic activity with that as well yesterday. We had a tornado warning, I think, was issued for part of Lincoln County that already made its way into Custer County, if memory serves correct.
That is correct. That was with that one supercell near the Arnold area. And the storm was fairly large, so it did encompass portions of far northeastern Lincoln County. But the main threat was around the Arnold area.
And in terms of tornado, Sean, do we have anything touch down yesterday?
So yes, we do have some video confirmation and photo confirmation of at least two weak and very weak tornadoes near the Arnold area. But as of now, no reports of damage, and that's good.
That's what we prefer.
Definitely.
Now, Sean, with yesterday's storm, it did make its way kind of out of Lincoln County into the Custer County area. What did it do after it finished in the Arnold area? Did it continue going in that direction, or did it weaken?
So, yeah, we saw the storms grow upscale into a cluster of storms that impacted north-central Nebraska, so Holt, Wheeler counties, that area, where there was still several supercells. In fact, several of them were rotating quite rapidly, though did not produce any tornadoes. They did produce large hail from north central Nebraska and very heavy rain. We saw a swath of flooding rain in the Arnold area and near Myrna and Anselmo, and then also some heavy rain up in north central Nebraska.
And at one point, I know there's a flash flood warning in effect for Custer, Lincoln, and Logan counties as well. Was that due to that torrential rainfall that you mentioned with that storm?
Yes, sir, definitely. You know, here locally, we had some cells in North Platte that were producing some minor street flooding. But up in the Arnold area, there was some fairly significant water running over some of the state highways and in the town itself, where there was anywhere from 6 inches to as much as a foot of water running over the roadway.
Yikes. Again, we have Sean Jacobs joining us here, the warning coordinator meteorologist with the National Weather Service in North Platte. Sean, what do we have coming up here for severe weather in the coming days? Obviously, if folks look outside right now in the North Platte area, they can tell it's a little dark and gloomy. Should anybody be concerned at this point?
At this point, we're not as concerned with severe weather today, though we cannot rule out thunderstorms. The big story today is going to be the winds. You know that there's a high wind warning out, sustained winds 30 to 40 miles an hour with gusts in excess of 60 miles per hour, and that's expected today. Though as we go into tonight, those winds are going to weaken, and that should be enough wind for now. I also want to point out that we are still looking at some rain. There are several areas that would like to see some moisture in our area, but still some rain chances going through the day today.
Now, rain chances throughout today, and you mentioned a little bit of wind with this storm as well. Sean, obviously, we had some severe winds this weekend. Are the winds today going to mimic those severe winds we're just so familiar with from this past weekend in any way?
Very, very similar. The exception is those winds this weekend were from the southeast, where these winds are now, we're post-frontal, so we're behind the cold front, and they're now from the north or northwesterly. So just the directional change, but very similar in terms of speed.
So probably about the same amount of force along with that, so people may recognize that throughout the weekend then as well?
Yeah, just through today, and then those winds should start to weaken overnight tonight, and we'll have lesser wind tomorrow.
And then it looks like at the end of the week, it's going to get back to those warmer temperatures. So Mother Nature giving us a bit of a break from those summer-like temperatures here for at least today and tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. We'll take the cooler temperatures. I know with the highs in the upper 90s over the weekend, it was hot.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll definitely take these cooler temperatures today.
Well, Sean, we do sure appreciate the time, sir. Anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, just we appreciate being on and being able to talk weather with you, and just make sure that everybody is weather aware what's going on right now, and just paying attention to severe weather when it strikes.
Well, Sean, always good to talk to you, my friend, and look forward to talking to you soon, sir.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Again, Sean Jacobs, the warning coordinator meteorologist with the National Weather Service at North Platte. Sean's a friend of mine and all-around good guy. Appreciate the time that he takes for us here consistently on KODY. He was covering the severe weather last night, late night for him. So appreciate his dedication not only to those with the National Weather Service and those that get served from the National Weather Service to us here on KODY this morning, because it was a late night for him, still took the time to talk this morning here on KODY, so we sure do appreciate Sean taking some time for us.